News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, let me pause for a second and tell you about ZLA Solutions. One of our team members has been with us since the beginning. ZLA Solutions is one of the best in the state at getting people back to work. And that's what they do. I mean, ZLA Solutions, they actually have the solutions for what it takes to get you back to work. So if you're looking for a job, they've got them posted all over the state of Alabama. If you're looking for a job that's like a good paying job, a lot of them with benefits, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. But if you're an employer and you need more employees to round out your workforce, well, they can do that. They do all the recruiting, all the drug testing, the background checks, literally all of it. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. They like to say at ZLA, well, we don't make it, we make it better. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Y'all got to check them out. All right, listen, Copper, you good. You got it ready, that clip three? You good to go on clip three? All right, thank you so much. So listen, here's the deal. I'm going to continue this segment. By the way, after the break, if you want to call in, we got a break coming in a few minutes. You might want to wait till we get past the 2:30 news or 4:30 news. But that number is 866-494-9866. Love to hear what you think about this lawsuit filed against the Madison City Schools regarding mask mandates. Well, just the other day, this would be 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, remember her? The one that we hoped was going to be better than Cuomo, and she's not. New York Governor Kathy Hochul explained that kids will adapt to mask mandates. In January of 2022, she's still saying, it's going to be okay. Kids are going to adapt to mask mandates. It's going to be fine. And she likened it to when her daughter had to adapt to wearing sneakers in kindergarten. No, I'm sorry. Wearing shoes so you can run around in the playground without getting, a rock between your toes is different than having to wear a stinking mask all day long when you're 5 years old and you don't understand why you can't see your teacher's face or why you have to breathe inside your mask all the time. Do they adapt to it? Well, let me just play a clip for you that I played the other day that clearly indicates how kids feel, little kids, when they're told you can take the mask off. Copper, clip three, go ahead and play it.
Starting tomorrow, we don't have to wear masks anymore!
Oh, it's so good. Oh, it just tickles me. It just tickles me. I mean, that, by the way, if you haven't seen that video, you can just Google it. It's on social media. I tweeted it out on my social media about 4 or 5 days ago. But it literally is just, it's all these kids. I want to say they're 5 or 6 years old. Copper, do you see it on the clip? What age group are they? Do you recall that?
Yeah, I'd say 5 or 6.
Yeah, 5 or 6. Okay. And if you could see the video, it's even better than just the audio. And the audio is huge. But the video, these kids, some of them just start breaking out into like independent dance moves. You know, they're jumping up and down. It's like they're cheering at a football game. It just went bananas in that classroom for a while. And by the way, you can tell by the way the teacher announced it, the teacher was excited too. I mean, by the way, you could tell by the way she announced it that the teacher was basically letting them out of prison. It wasn't like she was saying, tomorrow we get to have hamburgers and tater tots in the lunchroom. No, she wasn't saying that at all. Tomorrow we get 10 minutes more recess. No, she wasn't saying that at all. Tomorrow, bring your permission slip so we can go to the museum. No, she wasn't saying that at all. She was saying, tomorrow, that thing that you hate that I'm so sorry we've had to go through for too long, tomorrow you don't have to do it anymore. And they went bananas because these kids are not adapting to masks because masks are not natural. It's not like they were naked and you put clothes on them. You have covered up the opportunity for kids with hearing impairments to read lips or for kids to recognize emotions or for that matter, for people to identify with the face of the person that they sit by in class or to see them on the street and know who they are. No, they're not adapting to it. They want out. Wake up, Madison City Schools. You can avoid this lawsuit altogether, probably, if you will just start waking up and realizing you've gone too far. All right. Listen, we're moving to a break right now. When we get back from this, I'm going to continue on with this. I've got some stories for things around the nation that you might want to hear, and some more stuff in Alabama that you might want to hear. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And if you want to call in, 866-494-9866. We'll talk. Be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right with the absolute best audience in the world. Thank you, Right Side Ruffians, for making this show what it is. And yeah, listen, by the way, one of our sponsors, one of our team members, is also something I love, Just Love Coffee Cafe. You gotta, folks, I'm just telling you, Just Love Coffee Cafe with two locations, one in Hughes Road in Madison, the other in South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. If you haven't checked them out, please do. I had one of our listeners just like the other day just tweeted a picture of their plate full of food at Just Love Coffee Cafe and said, thanks for the suggestion. And that's just, I love that because it means that, first of all, y'all are listening, but secondly, that you're supporting those who support us. So Just Love Coffee Cafe has an amazing menu, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And yes, they are coffee. Oh, lots of coffee. They've got all the coffees. Coffee, more coffee, and coffee. They've got black coffee. That's the kind that you can, they'll grind the beans for you, the various different roasts where they got light roast, medium roast, dark roast. Then they've got all the cappuccinos, the espressos, the lattes. And oh my gosh, they do a good job. The baristas there do an amazing job at putting together your steaming hot cup of caffeine goodness. But on top of that, the food is excellent. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or you can have breakfast for dinner. Doesn't matter. Waffles, omelets, salads, wraps. I'm just saying, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and one on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Please check them out and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, hey, listen, I got a caller who held on during the break, and I appreciate that. Line four, Clay from Madison. Hey, Clay, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
Hey, Dr. Ruffian, how are you on this beautiful spring afternoon?
I'm doing good, sir. I'm doing good. Thank you much. What's on your mind?
Hey, let me relate an experience I had with Madison Elementary and then tie it back to a mask mandate. So when we first moved here from a western state, they wanted to put my kindergarten daughter moving into first grade from a western state into an alternate first grade because she didn't know her phone number, her address, and the county she lived in. And I says, well, heck, if that's all that's holding her back, I'll have her that information by tomorrow morning, and she can tell you. And then I found out that it was a federally funded program. So if they put her in this alternate first grade, then they would have get more money. But she would have had to repeat regular first grade the next year. So it would not surprise me. And maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist, but it wouldn't surprise me if some left-side loony out there tied federal dollars to mask mandates somewhere in the future, and it's just a way of additional liberal control.
Well, Clay, your point's well taken. In fact, I don't know if you heard the segment we had earlier. A lady named Shima Rizzo is one of a group of parents that have sued the Madison City Schools, and she literally said that her understanding is that the reason why they might be continuing the mask mandate is because there are some federal funds tied to it. And I don't have the background on that other than what she just said, but you're the second person in a row to suggest and or assert that. I'm not going to be surprised either. I need to find out for sure.
Well, thank you for your time, Dr. Ruffian.
All right. Thank you, Clay. Appreciate you. Clay from Madison, thanks for being in the audience, man. You sound like a Right Side Ruffian. We appreciate you very much. Yeah, you want to call in and talk about it, 866-494-9866. Love to hear your thoughts, too, just on the fact that there are parents that filed suit. I mean, they finally just got to the point they're like, all right, enough. And they by the way, I am a litigator. I'm a lawyer. I'm a litigation attorney, and I would not call myself litigious, all right? So I'm not like, let's sue them. I'm not the guy out there, you know, the ambulance chasing, passing out my cards at every opportunity. No, not at all. But I do recognize the value of having standing and a cause of action to take your matters to court in the event that there are no other means available to you. And apparently right now, Shima Rizzo and the other members of that plaintiff's group in the lawsuit have decided enough's enough. It's our kids. Our kids come first. And so they've filed suit. And that's interesting to me. I got another caller. Let me grab it. Oh, it's Kirby from Harvest. Hey, Kirby, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today, man?
Oh, fine. Just wanted to say I observed what the news is from y'all about, you know, the caving on by some sheriffs on the, I mean, you know, it's a constitutional right, and so I guess I'm confused with them wanting to raise money. I guess they're trying to sell our Constitution that we already have back to us or something. I don't know, but also, I wanted to comment on something earlier I heard about firearms, which didn't just hear it here. I think I heard it on Mark Levin. Where does this idea come? Remember the Kyle Rittenhouse thing. If I remember correctly, some people looked down their nose at him because he had, what was it, an AR-15.
Right.
If he had not had that AR-15, he'd be dead today. So my question is, what's the deal about, okay, you've used your firearm for self-defense, now we have to destroy it? Oh, really? When y'all come back from deployment overseas, do they say, all right, you've killed somebody overseas, we got to take your automatic rifle and destroy it? You know, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in my whole life.
It really is. And it's part of that notion that somehow the crimes are committed because of or by the firearm itself, as opposed to the person with evil intent. And truthfully, when they begin to restrict the ability to carry firearms, it's the law-abiding people that suffer, because the criminals are going to keep on getting them and doing what they want to do because they don't follow the law in the first place.
I hope they don't ever do, you know, I hope they don't ever do that with fighters. You know, if Phil Williams in the Air Force has flown his F-22 back, which is worth over 100 men, sorry, you shot down an enemy plane. We're going to have to destroy that one. That's the most ridiculous thing.
Well, I don't know about F-22s, but nonetheless, they are talking about destroying the weapon that Kyle Rittenhouse had, even though he was found innocent. Kirby, man, thanks for your time. Appreciate you as always. Love having you in the audience. So, Kirby from Harvest, one of our regular callers. Hey, listen. So, yeah, finishing up this segment I've got right now on, I'm calling this segment of the Triple Dipper, number three for the day, of masks and mandates. So I got an article here that I pulled off of NBC News. Did you go to NBC, Phil? Yes, I did. My resourcing is well-rounded. The era of big COVID mandates is ending. That's the title of it. Dated when? February 9th. So just what? So 7 days ago. The era of big mandates is over, says the first line of the article, or at least it's heading in that direction, it says. That's the unmistakable conclusion, according to the author of the article, after New York became the latest blue state to end its indoor mask mandate, joining California, Connecticut, Delaware, New Jersey, and Oregon. So the question I have is, if they're ending the mandates for all these places, like, for instance, a news report yesterday, I believe I'm not mistaken, Birdman and I were down in Montgomery. He was looking at his phone, and I heard him go, oh, man. And I looked there, I said, what's up? He said something about, and I haven't checked this, I need to go back and check it myself, but he said that the mayor of D.C., who's like a governor in her own right, the mayor of D.C. has just said that the indoor mask mandate for restaurants, I think sporting events, concerts, and strip clubs has been rescinded, but the mask mandate is still on for kids in school. Somebody explain it. Somebody make it make sense. All right. But according to this article from NBC News, as Omicron cases are now on the decline, roughly 75% of America has received at least one vaccine dose. And most importantly, I would say, as Democrats find themselves on the defensive with regards to masks, the mask mandates are dropping. It's also a case right now, it says in the article, it's a great point, a case where the nation's politics and public health are not aligned. While the CDC guidance still suggests that 99% of Americans should be wearing masks indoors at all times, but Democratic governors even are not aligned. And here's the other thing. The article points out that one pundit says, Democrats should be taking a victory lap. We shouldn't be hiding because we did mask mandates. Well, yes, you should, because it was an overreach. Because the studies are now proving that the mask mandates, given the manner in which they were implemented, were not truly effective. I mean, if you can breathe in a mask and fog up your glasses, you know the mask is not preventing anything from getting out. Some would say, well, it's preventing things from getting in. Is it? Is it really? If I can still smell my food while I'm wearing a mask, doesn't that mean that very likely the possibility exists that some aerosols might be making it through the cloth depending upon what you're wearing? If there's no standard for the mask, then what good is the mask? If the mask is nothing but a diaper for your face, is it really stopping things? Well, that's where we are right now. It's become ridiculous. Masks have become virtue signaling in many ways. Oh, I support masks. I wear a mask at all times. Do you? Why? It amazes me, too, when I see people driving down the road by themselves in their car wearing a mask. I'm not sure what they're protecting themselves from. I guess the outside air and their air conditioning could blow in something. I don't know. Well, interesting story right now off the Washington Examiner. And by the way, Copper, we're about to run to a break. I tell you what, I'll take that call. Let me just do this. As soon as you're ready, Copper, I'll take that call before we go to the break. But listen, one story off the Washington Examiner, there are a group of senators right now in D.C. that are literally saying they intend to block the next attempt to pass a continuing resolution. That's the cheap way they pass government spending as opposed to a budget. Tell you what, I'm going to touch on that when we get back from the break. Let me do this right now before I run out of complete time. Let me talk to Chris from Lauderdale on line one and honor the fact that he just called in. Hey, Chris, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
I'm good. Hey, when all this started, I did a little research, and what I saw was supposedly that COVID coagulated into a goblet of about 3 to 5 microns. So I wore a 1 micron respirator. I had to take my wife to the hospital, and the nurses there gave me crap about what I was wearing.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
But yours was probably more effective than what they were wearing, I guess, huh?
I'm sorry, say again?
I said yours was probably more effective than what they were wearing in the hospital, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they were appalled at what I was wearing.
There's no standard. There's no standard. I mean, it's just put something on your face and call it done is the way they want it to be right now. Just so we can't see you, that's all we need. Chris, I got to run to a break, man. Thanks for the call. Yep, you have a great day. All right. Chris from Lauderdale talking about masks. Copper, move us to a break. We'll come back and wrap this up here in a moment. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. That's who we are. Solid and conservative. Just plain right. That's what we are. WVNN, that's where we are. We'll be right back.